Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today we have one of our very favorite bloggers, Mary Shurtleff, author of several books, including The Alchemy of Quantum Mind Feng Shui. Mary is a certified Feng Shui interior designer who has taught classes at the University of Utah and will be telling us today how you, yes, you, can fill your house in just one day by using Feng Shui. So welcome, Mary.
Thank you, Stacey. It's nice to be here.
Well, it's always great to have you. You're one of our favorite repeat podcasting guests, and you do a great job on your blog on Jennings Wire. And you're welcome. And I know that you have a great story to tell us today, along with some practical tips that you have actually put into use so that you yourself did sell your home in one day. Let us know how that happened.
Actually, that is a true story. I did sell my house in one day. We listed it at 10 o'clock in the one morning. It was showed at 1 p.m. that same day, and the next day we had an offer. And we actually just closed last Monday, June 17th, on it. And so it was just this whirlwind process for us. But in order to sell your house in a day, you do have to go through a process to get ready. And timing, of course, is everything. You have to be ready to emotionally disconnect from your house. And in doing that, you go in and you look around your house and you declutter. You get rid of everything that you don't want. And you also focus on the reason of why you are selling the home. And then you start focusing on the people that you want to rebuy your home. When you first got into your home, what attracted you to that home? And what type of buyer might be attracted to your home? Does that make sense?
Yes. I mean, that makes total sense. I think that's a new concept for people that are trying to sell their homes, right? That don't focus on how much money you're going to make or something like that, right? Or where you're going, but focus instead on the people, the type of people that you would like to buy or that should buy or that your house is right for.
Right. That the reasons that you became attracted to that house. Mm-hmm. People are looking for new houses because they're looking for new energy. They're wanting something new in their life. So if they are looking to buy your house and your house happens to be run down or stressed out or whatever, then they're not going to want that house. So then you have to start with your curb appeal, of course. And we hear this everywhere, curb appeal. But the front door always must be welcoming. It must be clean. The hardware is free of rust. It just needs to be a welcoming front door. It doesn't matter what color it is, as long as it's clean, fresh paint, welcoming. On the doorstep, you can put some flowers. We want to always make sure, as you're looking outside, that the left-hand side of the door is more active than the right-hand side of the door. So we put that together, and we get that front door to the left-hand side of the door, colorful or more sound or more light, well lit. Now that's as you're looking out on the left hand side.
Now why is that,
and
Mary?
And that is the dragon energy side of the front door.
Oh.
And then as you find a real estate agent who's willing to work with your little quirks, which in feng shui I needed one, and make sure that we're on the same page, the real estate sign actually needs to be to the left of the front door. As you are looking outside, this activates the castle gate of the front door and the dragon. And as the wind moves the sign or brings energy to that sign, then it activates the energy that brings people to the house.
Wow.
So that is another thing. This real estate agent must be willing to work with your little quirks. And then the direction of your front door as well. And this one will be individual to every front door, whatever that direction is, then we have to place it at the castle gate direction. And that one you do have to measure out. But as long as you're still on that left-hand side of the front door, then you're probably doing okay. So we can stick with that one.
Here's a question for you, Mary. So what if everything, no one's listening to this podcast before they show their home, put their home on the market, right? And so everything is on the right side. Does that tip the energy in the opposite direction of what you want to do, or does it completely block out all the good energy?
You know what? I don't know that it blocks out. It's just not accentuating it as well as it could be.
Okay.
Because the dragon side is active. It's the male side. It's the moneymaker side. The tiger side, which is the right hand, is inactive, or the right side is inactive, and it's more of the nurturer. And so any time that you might activate a right-hand side of the front door, you may not get what you want out of the house. You may have to settle. Where the dragon side is going to be more active, it's going to be more aggressive, and it's going to be the moneymaker. And that sign, the left-hand side of the front door, becomes very, very important. And things on that left-hand side.
But
and then the other
out,
thing,
looking out,
of
the,
out.
Not looking
exactly.
at your, from the curb, looking from your front door on your left-hand
out,
side.
Out to the
looking
curb.
Looking out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get an agent, of course, like I said, you want to get an agent who is active. He's an active agent. He or she's an active agent. I always call him the hungry agent, you know, that's willing to sell your house and is willing to get that house on the market, on social media. I would ask every agent, do you work social media? And get them working the social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, to get your house totally out there on what's going on with it. With my house, with my agent, this is the other thing that's important. Always list your house for sale during the new moon phase, from the new moon to the full moon, because that's when energy is increasing and climbing. And then the energy declines between the full moon and the new moon. So always make sure that you list between the new moon and the full moon. And I had told my agent when I contacted him that I wanted to list on a certain time, and he had actually already listed my house for about a week before, and he had about 3 buyers lined up to look at it by the time I actually listed it, because he used the social media.
Right.
And so I would ask my agent, do you use social media? If they don't, I would keep looking.
Okay.
And then sign all contracts between the new moon and the full moon. And then when you get your offer, put your closing again between the new moon and the full moon. And my agent just about went crazy. But he, at the end of it, he said, I have never seen a house sell this fast, go this smoothly, clear down to the wire like this one has. And I said, well, we just timed the days correctly.
Right.
And so that timing becomes so important, using the new moon to the full moon, using your agent that does, you know, the medium marketing, make sure that your house, number one, is that you're serious about selling it, that you're not just out there filling the market out to see, well, can I get this much for my house? Because if you're doing that, chances are you're not serious about selling it. The universe knows you're not serious about selling it. The money isn't going to come in from it. And so, you know, that's why those sales fail. You know, you have to be willing to be ready to sell, to disconnect from the house, sell for a price that is appropriate to the neighborhood. The appraisal is in line with what you're selling the house for. Because the other thing is, if you're trying to sell your house for way above appraisal price, whoever is trying to buy it, no matter how much they love it, will never get the loan from the bank unless it's a cash offer. And so, you know, the loan prices are always based upon an appraisal. So if you're just out there trying to rip off a market, it's not going to happen either, because people can't get the money to buy it. So make sure your home is number one priced right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I was going to say, Mary, that you might have to get a cut out of your real estate, your realtor's, you know, future commissions. I mean, he's probably going to use this strategy now to get those houses on and off the market like clockwork and get everything
mm-hmm.
done, and closings don't fall through and money is approved
mm-hmm.
and it works out perfectly. You'll have to keep, you know, be interesting to watch in the newspapers or online, right? How much he's starting to close now and during what phases
uh-huh.
he's doing it. That is
great.
Oh,
Yeah, I'm his new best friend, he said. So, you know, I told him to really prove it by waving his fee, but he didn't do that. I guess it wasn't that good of a friend. But
no. Mary, you've given us a lot of really, really great tips to start off with in terms of you home sellers out there that may be struggling. Maybe they should take their house off the market and follow Mary's tips. Mm-hmm. On how to sell your house more quickly, hopefully within one day, but using these principles mm-hmm. of feng shui and talking about, you know, just accentuating the left hand of the door going out, right? Make sure the sign, uh-huh. the for mm-hmm. sale sign is on the left side going out and timing those contracts right. I think that those are some really mm-hmm. good places for our listeners to start with. So yeah. Thank you, Mary. I really appreciate you joining us on this podcast.
Perfect. Thank you, Stacy. You have a fabulous day.
I will. And to find out more about Mary Shirtless and her books, The Alchemy of Quantum Mind Feng Shui, Reconnecting Your Spirit, Seeing the Possibilities, and her latest 2013 Female Water Snake Year of Transformation, you can visit her website at maryshirtless.com, and we'll spell that for everyone. Mary, M-A-R-Y, Shirtless, S-H-U-R-T-L-E-F-F, as in Frank, F-F.com. And again, we appreciate it. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers just like Mary that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.